Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio. This segment is a part of a special series made possible by the gracious permission from Milos Radakovic, author of 90 Seconds, a series of books of short but fact-rich articles about a variety of topics which he produced for KUSP 88.9 FM in Santa Cruz, California. Thank you, Milos. The name of this one is Fata Morgana. Did you ever notice how when you look across the bay on some of those warm, windless days, the distant shoreline looks like a series of tall cliffs? What you're seeing is a type of mirage known as a superior image. In this type of mirage, which usually occurs over water or ice, the light rays from the mirage are reflected downward rather than upward, as with a conventional mirage. A ship on the ocean, a distant beach, or a local power plant may seem to be floating in the air. Also, the object that is below the horizon may be seen on or just above the horizon. The mirage can also be magnified, prompting the state to post signs on the shoreline. Warning, objects on the horizon may appear closer than they are. A very special type of superior mirage is the one called the Fata Morgana. This mirage sometimes appears to be a castle or a city floating on the sea. Fata Morgana are most likely to form when the sea is much colder than the atmosphere, as is the case on the bay before an afternoon wind stirs things up. The alternating layers of warm and cold air near the surface of the water can create an image of a distant object that is actually a composite of several images of the object, some right side up, some inverted. The Fata Morgana is named after Morgana le Fay, the enchantress who was the half-sister of King Arthur. She supposedly lived in a castle under the sea and was said sometimes to make this castle appear reflected up into the air to lure unsuspecting sailors to their death. Nice lady. Fata Morganas may also be the source of stories about the Flying Dutchman and other phantom ships that sail the sky. So the next time people say you're seeing things when it comes to mirages, they might just be right. Well, I guess I'll add that we on Lake Superior also get Fata Morgana, since there are times when the lake temperature is much colder than the air above. From here in Two Harbors, the mirage usually happens with a boat or the Wisconsin shore. And another thing, I also like the idea that Morgana le Fay lived in a castle under the sea. I wonder if she knew SpongeBob SquarePants. To find out more about Milos in the 90 Seconds series, just use the search terms 90 Seconds and Milos, M-I-L-O-S.